So today on Getting Stoned, I will not be by myself this time. I would like to introduce you to a friend of mine. Her name is Kristen, known as K10 on Twitter, and she will be sharing her favorite mineral. Hi, Kristen.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
So we're just going to talk about minerals. What's your favorite?
Wow. I like different minerals for different reasons.
Yeah, me too. So many different ones out there.
Their hardness and their for uniqueness that can be used. There's so many different properties about them, but I don't like them. I mean, it's not just because people say a diamond is a girl's best friend, but I also like, I mean, there's different things I like about different minerals. If you were to choose one according to like how pretty it is, there's different ones that I like for different reasons. But I mean, lapis lazuli is really pretty. I like that.
Oh yeah, lapis is awesome. Yeah. I like them too for the different stories, like labradorite. The story behind labradorite. I read this post a while back, and I don't know if this is true or where it came from, but the idea is that it originated in Canada. This Eskimo, he found it, and he was actually walking on the ice or something, and he looked down, and there were like all these lights in the ice begging to be released. So he took his axe and he started releasing them, and they became what is known as the Northern Lights. However, there were some that chose to stay, and those became labradorite. So I do like the story and the histories of different minerals. I find that really fascinating.
Oh, that's really cool. And that would be like the Labrador region of what they call Canada.
Yeah, that's why it's called labradorite, because it's found there. And there's other types in Finland. There's spectralite. And then just different localities throughout the world. But it was
very cool.
Originally found there, from what I know. Don't quote me on that. I'm a student, so.
That's so cool. Stories are fun. Yeah, that's kind of like a folklore with a bit of stuff. That's so cool.
Yeah. So your dad was a geologist.
My grandpa was a geologist.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. No, my dad's dad. Yeah, my dad's dad was a geologist. Oh. Huh?
So you would go looking for rocks and stuff with him?
Yes, I grew up in northern Utah, and we would go rock hounding. It's lots of mountains, big rocks, so there was a lot of places to look. And we would also go fossil hunting, because there's a lot of great fossil beds in that area, too.
That's cool. I've never done that before. I've always wanted to, like, go, like, you know, to, like, they have a mine up in Arkansas, Hot Springs. So I've always wanted, like, to go to the Diamond Mines and stuff. I just never, like, had a chance to do it, you know, but it's definitely on my bucket list to do. But until then, I just go to gym shows and just explore, you know.
Yeah. No, that's so pretty. Yeah, my brother is really into, he's a big rock hound himself. So, yeah.
So, when's your birthday?
It is coming up, January.
So you're garnet. You're garnet.
I am a garnet.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about your garnet. Your garnet has actually, and that was my first gem on this podcast, it's actually a species. It's not just one mineral. It's a species. It's like each mineral has their own chemical composition and their own like unique style, so to speak. So I think that's really cool. You got green garnets, you got red garnets, you got orange garnets, like really fiery, beautiful. Almost every color of the garnets, though. I haven't come across or heard anything about a blue garnet, but the green ones are cool.
So a lot of minerals or gems are silica based. So the red I assume has something like boron in it, maybe,
I think the red has iron. I have to go back and look.
Iron, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some that have iron. Any gem that has silica, that has quartz. So like silicon dioxide, and quartz, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But they have like different gems have different minerals in them. Even minerals, there's so many different combinations, and I'm still learning. Like I've been studying Gems and Minerals since 2007, but you know, as my mentor always said, I'm a student, so student of life. So it's like we're always on that learning path. So I don't proclaim to be a master, but I still, you know, it's really fascinating just to see how many different minerals are in a gem and what they're made up of.
Yeah, it is for sure. Yeah, pretty cool.
Many, many thanks to Kristen for coming on here with me. You can find her information in the description below, and you can support her on Patreon and follow her on Twitter.